Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Right back at it on the DJV program with Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and you. Looks like the recounts are pretty much over, right? And the new administration is moving into place with an all-female senior White House press team. Is that an advantage? Is that good? Does it make a difference? Does it get everybody's attention? I see that the Wisconsin recount ended. Is there still any suit going on?
A bunch of lawsuits still.
Yeah.
There are.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And how, to what end? Looks like, when they look some of these small counties, the Biden got, I see here, 132 votes in Milwaukee County. Is this how many they picked up? Trump got 45 more.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Is it worth the effort? Yeah, it's a challenge.
Well, I think it's worth the effort because you want to make sure that the process is working. And I think there are multiple lawsuits still on. One of the things that did not get much coverage last week is that there was a town hall of sorts where they talked about some of the stuff that was going on in Pennsylvania. And you had Rudy Giuliani there. You had President Trump talking about this. And in one county, I guess, there were points out, I guess, throughout the whole state of Pennsylvania, there were only 1.8 million mail-in ballots sent out, but 2.5 million mail-in ballots were counted. And when that information was actually presented to the room actually gasped when they were, I mean, there's stuff like this that's happening all over the place. There's stuff going on in Georgia, in Michigan, in Pennsylvania. There are questions that need to be answered, and I don't think that we've gotten at least a solid answer so far as to how that kind of stuff can happen and how that math works out.
So are there people who are actually saying, this is a big question in the room that nobody seems to dare to ask. Do you think it would have been different if Trump's attitude was different? If it wasn't that he was who he is, would it have turned out differently? And even would there be more people trying to secure a win, even though that's not the right way to look at it, because the law and the process should be the law and the process. But I know that in some circles that I travel in, there isn't a lot of sympathy for him as a person, even though many of my friends are like me. They like a lot of the things that he did. They just can't stand his attitude. And that's really what Trump, if you'll pardon the pun, that's where, with the people that I know anyway.
He's dished a lot, but he's taken a lot. The way the news media has treated him.
Well, but the news media started
it. I don't think that he did start it. Actually, I think that the news media has been disrespectful. I think Democrats questioned him from day one about his legitimacy as being president. Stupid investigations fueled by no evidence whatsoever plagued him for the entire length of his presidency, sham impeachment proceedings. I mean, the guy has been gone after forever and ever and ever since he took office. And that's because I think he truly wasn't supposed to win. And he disrupted what a lot of career politicians saw was the plan. And I think that's why you see so much vitriol towards him.
Well, there sure is.
And I think
he's
capable of giving it back. Believe me, I think when people dish it out, they always say he's a counterpuncher. He does counterpunch.
And examining the news media and the motives for it, the control the arrogance, if you will, of the attitude that people have toward those, especially the even though it doesn't really carry the day. I mean, look at all the votes. They both got a record number of votes. But with all of the angst and all of the fun that's made by elitists of Trump and his gang, and when you look at the news media coverage of this thing, it's so one-sided, although talk radio is one-sided as well. So that's what people say, well, the news media is very one-sided, but look at talk radio, that's one-sided as well. And, there's something to be said for that. So I don't, whether it has...
I just feel like you have to search out talk radio where the other stuff hits you in the face no matter what. And I don't know how many
The New York Times is the New York... People still...
Well,
all the news that's fit to print, which is one of the most arrogant stations.
The New York Times, maybe, but I'm talking about turning on and watching your nightly news. I'm talking about people who are just light observers are still getting a huge dose of the bias everywhere they go. Many local news sources will pick up stuff that's coming from national stuff. I know our local affiliate in Los Angeles uses all of CNN stuff. So anything that CNN says is getting pumped out on local airwaves as well.
And what makes them the authority? Even when you get right down to it, what makes any of them the authority? If it's supposed to be the news, the authority should be the star. The authority should be people like Fauci or Burks or, you know, whoever it is.
But even they've become politicized.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's frustrating.
It is. Meanwhile, it's good to know the White House gift shop is having a big sale.
Yeah, 50% stock up on stuff.
All the Trump
for Christmas,
stuff, right?
Yeah. Well, right. Stocking stuffers and things like that. There's
well, if you
cool
love Trump, this is great, right? Isn't it? The Trump American flag pin, which is usually $24.95, is now $15.95.
Yeah, and it has like the you know I think it says Trump 44.
45th president. Yeah,
45th.
Right,
I mean, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I mean they did the same thing when President Obama had stuff when he was going out. This is a normal, you know, this is not a political thing. They normally do this. Yeah. Well, they have to, you know, out
clean
with the guy who's leaving and, you know, and fire sale on all of this stuff.
And with the guy who's hobbling in, maybe.
And the guy who's, he sprained his ankle. More
than that, fractured it. He's going to be in a boot for weeks.
What? So what happened to,
he was
how do
playing
you do
with
that?
His dog.
They say he was playing with his dog, but who knows.
Oh, wait. Jennifer,
why would they lie about
that?
Why I don't trust
that?
Any. He plays with his dog all the time.
I'm sure he
so
does.
So does that mean we're going to have another 4 years of,
yep,
obviously of people like you throwing
100%.
Barbs at him?
100%.
Yeah, right. That's really a horrible attitude.
Look, I only call him as I see him. I'm just saying that's what they say. They say he was playing with his dog.
I know, but to have, how do we ever get
is there anything in a, is there anything untrue about that?
I don't know whether
they
it is
do
or
say
it
he's paying with playing with his dog, right?
But then you said if you can believe that.
Yeah.
I just, at some point.
All of that is true.
And about.
I got it for 4 years, so I get to give it back for another 4 years.
No,
it's only fair.
Where does it stop?
It's
and so then
fair.
The next person, 4 years more, and it goes on and on and on. And
it doesn't.
Gets, it ruins
I know,
the
that's
country.
The, unfortunately.
It weakens the country.
You're right.
You're
it's too bad. It's too bad that we had to be put through this.
So
and
then
that.
We
can all make
a choice to change that.
Yeah, we all could. Why didn't we make it 4 years ago? Because
that's not
no
the
one
question.
Wanted to.
The question is, why don't we do it now? Why don't we be bigger than
because
those jerks?
Because I love when people say that we should unify when for 4 years I had to live a living hell
but,
of people saying, why did your guy do this? If we can believe him, that's not my
I'm
president.
Sorry
resist,
that
resist,
you
resist, resist. Sorry.
But Jen, the not my
hell.
President stuff started with Republicans saying that about Obama. This is, it's just, it's a vicious, that's when that became a hashtag, Jen. You know that.
We're in a vicious circle, and why is it up to Republicans to jump off? I'm
because
sorry.
Because they should be bigger than the other jerks on the Democratic Party. If you want to really prove
wait a minute,
something,
wait,
change
wait,
the Democratic
there were a
Party.
Lot of Democrats, myself included. When Trump won, I congratulated Jen that her guy won. There are plenty of Democrats who gave him a chance, and I have been sorely disappointed with everything that he has done. So, you know, there are plenty of people who started out going, yeah, well, all right, let's drain the swamp. Maybe
you
something
know, maybe.
Good could happen. And
maybe
then it was a disaster after one after another.
Maybe if it was someone new, but I already know what we're going to get with Biden because I've already lived through 8 years of it. So I don't know. Maybe I'd feel more hopeful if I knew if there was someone new involved, if it was a Mayor Pete or if it was somebody else. Maybe I'd feel that way. But I
but
feel
you're
like
not
this is
have
a recycled
that because all these people
candidate.
Are products of the Democratic National Committee. The one thing, interestingly, about Trump was not a product of the Republican National Committee. But these people are. They just are. So you're not going to get anybody new. The Democrats run their store, if you will, a lot differently than the Republicans do for whatever the reason, however it happens. There's more power vested at the top there. They make the decisions. You think Joe Biden decided on Kamala Harris? Come on. Who's no. Well, after what she said about him? But back again to where do we kind of give up the ghost and do what's good for America, because fighting about all this stuff is small-minded. It's not going to work. It just doesn't work. It's not going to help make America great again, if you'll pardon the pun, at least not in my way of thinking of. 15 after the hour, don't forget our DJV download every single day. A lot of different downloads The DJV Show download. Lots of fun magic moments, if you will, are there every day. You can go to DJVShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. And that's true of all the things that I do. The Good Day Health Show, American Family Farmer, Your Hidden Power, The Countdown Show, all of them follow their namesakes with a .com, like GoodDayHealthShow.com, and you get the podcast there, or as I say, wherever you get, there's a lot of places you get podcasts, wherever you get yours, you'll find us.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You can save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, with today's low rates, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. With a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, you could consolidate and pay off high-interest debt, tackle home improvements that could add value to your home, or even set aside cash for your child's future education. We've already helped over 1 million clients just like you reach their home financing goals this year alone. So remember this. What can give you the technology to refinance easily and save money? Rocket can. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Sales are rising quickly, but without another lead baker, Dale's Bakery is going to feel the heat.
Hey, you're baking alone today. I have to handle this order for the restaurant down the street.
Cool, but who's going to handle the pastries?
He needs to hire.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. The moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Indeed delivers 2.5 times more hires than the other branded job sites combined, according to Breezy HR 2019. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and when I invented my pillow, I wanted it to have everything you'd ever want in a pillow. You can adjust the patented fill to your exact individual needs. You can wash and dry my pillow. It has a 10-year warranty not to go flat, and it's made in the USA. And now, for a limited time, you can get a queen-size premium my pillow for the lowest price ever. Regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. That's a $40 savings. I'm also giving you deep discounts on all my MyPillow products, including my bed sheets, mattress toppers, and bath towels. Not only are you getting the lowest prices ever, but they make the best Christmas gifts ever. Buy now, and I'll extend my 60-day money-back guarantee to March 1st, 2021.
Go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Special Square. Use promo code SUN or call 800-442-0471. That's MyPillow.com. Click the Radio Listener Special Square and use promo code SUN.
All right, this fellow, Tony Hsieh, who ran Zappos, is dead at the age of 46. Did it have anything to do with the whole business of COVID?
No, house fire.
Really?
House fire. Yeah, he was in Connecticut visiting his family for Thanksgiving, and there was some massive fire in the house, and he died from those injuries. And it's really sad.
It's
crazy. He was such a I read his book back in the day, Delivering Happiness. The way he ran his company was such a it was such a unique philosophy. And he just he just seemed like a really sweet person, and everyone kind of had a lot of nice things to say about him. So
his story reminds me of Damon from.
Shark Tank?
Shark Tank. Yeah, this is kind of a similar line, it looks like to me anyway. So he got $1 billion. Amazon bought him out for $1 billion about 10 years ago, right?
Yep.
So he lived probably well.
He stayed as the CEO 46. Until just recently.
Terrible. Awful. 21 after the hour on the DJV program.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right. We cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You think it's Christmas? Turn on the radio. This is a song I don't mind hearing. There are three radio stations around where I am. The Boston, the Worcester, and the Providence stations. I can get them all. And they all have, this year, a much more sort of up-tempo and, I would say, generic approach. Maybe that's the word for it, to Christmas music. Not much there. There used to be in some markets, the big markets, where they had two stations that would play Christmas music. One of them would be up-tempo, playing this kind of stuff, the generic stuff. And then there'd be one that played, Silent Night, Holy Night. Those stations always lost when it came to the ratings. Anyway, meanwhile, back at the ranch here at 23 after the hour on the DJV show with Doug, Jennifer, and Victoria, Mariah Carey. Grabbing a star-studded teaser for Mariah Carey's Magical Christmas Special, which is going to premiere next weekend on December 4th, I think it is, right? Isn't that Friday? I think it's Friday. Apple TV Plus. The trailer opens with Tiffany Haddish. Narrating. She says, quote, I got a great story to tell you. Because the night before Christmas in 2020 had been rough. So Santa decided the season couldn't be merry without the one and only Mariah Carey. That's it. That's how they get into it. Mariah says, this Christmas, we could all use a little magic as scenes of holiday cheer unfold with this song, obviously. What else are you going to play as the thing gets started? All I Want for Christmas is You, the Mariah Standard, Ariana Grande, Jennifer Hudson, Snoop Dogg, and Carey's twins, Moroccan and Monroe, are among the stars making appearances.
Snoop dressed as Santa Claus is hilarious in the clip.
No, Snoop Dogg is Santa?
Yeah. Not many presents get delivered under his watch.
Yeah, but I've often wondered why there are more black Santa Clauses. There aren't going to be any Santa Claus in the stores this year, right? Can you imagine kids sitting in the lap of a Santa Claus with a mask on?
No, there's a lot of Zoom Santas.
Yeah. Zoo Santas?
Zoom.
Oh, Zoom Santas. How do you do that?
So the kids, you do a Zoom call with Santa and the elves. It's
Santa
cute.
Santa lives in his creepy garage.
Awful.
So the kids still get to talk to Santa.
There's a professional Santa that works at my
mother's. Awful. Look at the way these damn... This
Are you
whole
gonna
thing
let that hang out there?
Yeah. I didn't hear what you said. What?
What?
I said there's a real Santa that works at my massage envy.
Oh, really?
You mean like he's a professional Santa?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's creepy.
And also a masseuse.
Yeah, that's creepy.
Oh. All right, so anyway, there's the music, the animation, all kinds of stuff in the Mariah special. Again, it's the 4th, and then it's going to be on other platforms, I guess the 11th. The Apple Music first, though, on the 4th. And also, the companion soundtrack for the special featuring Snoop Dogg and Jermaine Dupri, along with a new version of Sleigh Ride. Oh, I'd like to hear that. Do we have a teaser on that, or that hasn't come out yet?
I don't think it's out yet.
Before that. Yeah, really? Okay. All right, 26 after the hour, Alanis Morissette covering Happy Christmas, grabbing a cover, the one that was done by John and Yoko, 1971. Merry Happy Christmas, War is Over. Remember that song? How many people remember that? It's played all the time now. In this video, Alanis and her family recreate their own bed-in, mirroring the Lennon and Ono the picture. They have a handwritten, quote, bed piece signed tape behind them as they sing this rendition. The visual is interspersed with clips of her bandmates and their families singing together along with black and white snowy scenes, sleigh rides, and children building a snowman. She says, it's an honor to cover this heartwarming song. The lyrics feel more pertinent than ever. And this year has been a year of great resilience in adapting and feeling all the feelings. May this song serve as a big hug to you and your sweet families and friends. Everything is going to be okay in the end. And if it's not okay, it's not the end. That's an interesting. That's pretty interesting, huh?
20, I love that, actually.
Yeah, it is kind of, yep. 28 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, many dogs and cats with joint problems like arthritis, bursitis, hip dysplasia, and other problems, there are many of them. In fact, 1 out of 5 dogs show symptoms of arthritis by the time they reach middle age. It's heartbreaking to see your pet, once full of life and energy, slow down and simply prefer just to hang around. Dogs and cats with joint pain endure in silence for too often. You must learn to identify the clue that your pet is not feeling well and be proactive. Consult your veterinarian. Does your pet need supplements? Check closely your pet's weight. Keep those nails trimmed. Keep your pets physically active. And when your pet is in an excessive and continued pain, painkillers may be given, prescribed by your veterinarian only. You know, dogs and cats do suffer with arthritis, and it's important to look at your pets when they're feeling good, because this way you can tell when they're not feeling good and take action. Dogs and cats can be silent sufferers. Sometimes when they're not feeling good, they just wander off and suffer on their own. So it's up to you, as a good pet guardian, to be watchful and notice any changes in your pet's behavior and take action immediately. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease, and stay safe with Exergen.
Do you think all vitamin C's are the same? They're not. Ester C is a superior form of vitamin C. It's the only vitamin C with 24-hour immune support. And it lasts up to 2 times longer than regular vitamin C. So don't just settle for any vitamin C. Buy Ester C and support your immune health today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The FBI is stepping in to investigate voter fraud in the 2020 presidential election. Some of the data being used comes from the Amistad Project. Former Kansas Attorney General Philip Klein is the director. He tells Newsmax what their independent investigation has found.
We crunch the data from the government. We actually contact the voter, and we see if what they say they did is reflected accurately in the voting. And we've come up with tens of thousands of Republican ballots that were not counted. We've come up with hundreds of thousands of Republicans who say they never requested a ballot, but they voted absentee by somebody else. We've identified people outside of the state who voted within the state, and all of this occurred in the key swing states that we're speaking about.
Also discovered, Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg dumped $400 million into local jurisdictions. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Somewhat of a mediocre game, the Seattle Seahawks beat the Philadelphia Eagles 23-17 in last night's Monday Night Football game. After the loss, head coach Doug Peterson tells us where the team needs to go from here.
We've battled with a lot of injury, a lot of different moving parts up front with the offensive line, guys in and out. You know, it's just we haven't had the consistency and the continuity that you would like week in and week out. That you look at offenses around the league that have stayed together and have stayed healthy, there's continuity and there's consistency there, and we just haven't had that this season. And it's something that we don't make excuses for it. It's where we are, and we have to get better.
Eagles quarterback Carson Wentz is all ears when it comes to turning things around.
Yeah, I mean, listen, when we're stagnant like that as an offense, you know, I'm all ears. You know, whatever coach is confident in, however we can, you know, get some momentum or you know, pick up a first down in that case early in the game. So, obviously it's a tricky thing to navigate, but I think, you know, if it's going to provide us the spark that we need, you know, hopefully going forward it can in those situations. But, yeah, I mean, obviously we just didn't do enough all around tonight. I said it last week, you know, this is what you sign up for. And you know, as a quarterback, ever since you're a kid, you know, you're prepared for any of those. Nothing's ever guaranteed. And so for me, I don't think about that, though. I just try and go out and be the best player I can be in practice, prepare my tail off, compete my tail off. I don't think about those things. I'm going to give it everything I got every time I step on the field.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Four after the hour now in the DJV program. Maximum health and love to you and your family as we go into the holidays big time. I was thinking COVID isn't canceling the holidays, but it certainly will affect the season. So if we start with Thanksgiving and look ahead to Christmas and how we're buying, isn't it affecting Jennifer, what you're doing, and Victoria, what you're doing, and perhaps the members of your family as well?
Yeah, I mean, Christmas plans.
Yeah, I guess
I'm kind of asking myself who I'm really going to see. I guess because I always like to have a little something for the people in my life that I love that I see, and so I kind of like go through that a little bit more, and I'm reevaluating what we're supposed to do. Just I mean, there's eight of us in the office that I run, and I'm trying to figure out how we're going to best, you know, do something nice for them. And
yeah,
it's not easy where I'm living right now. So
no,
I don't know. Okay. And there's a, you know, sick family. And then you think about traveling back and forth. And it's just, I don't know. There's a lot of different things to consider this year that I don't think I would consider.
Well, I'm doing it differently. I would normally, the kids were going to come here for Christmas, and now they're not. And I'm not going to go there if I have to quarantine myself for 14 days or whatever it is.
Didn't they lift that?
I can't.
A bunch of states have said you don't need to do that anymore.
California, are you kidding?
No. But you know what? Look, I'm not trying to tell anybody to break any law, but I wouldn't pay attention to it. So how about that? I'm not telling you what you should do. I'm just telling you I wouldn't pay attention to it.
I wouldn't, but because my family will, because of the other, not because of my two children, but because of their spouses, I'm not going to, you know, get in their face about that. That's not my style.
What does it matter if you sign a letter saying you're going to quarantine or not? I mean, you just saw them a couple weeks ago. What's changed?
Nothing. I'm going to see them next week, too. I'm going to go out couple of days.
So why can't you go for Christmas? Yeah, what's the difference?
The big deal?
Because then they don't feel like I could be in the same room with them, having just traveled and gone through the airports.
You're going to be in the same room with them anyway.
I'm not going to be. For Christmas, is that what we do? No, we don't go inside. We're always outside. I haven't been in their homes.
As I said, you're welcome to come over for Christmas. I just noticed some pictures that popped up. We were together in 2017 for Christmas. Come on back. Mm-hmm. Misfit Christmas. We'll be okay.
Come on down. All right, so the COVID business and what it's doing to all of us and how we shop and how we live and what we do in terms of traveling, as you're just suggesting, 1 in 3 shoppers say that they're worse off financially than they were last year. So what does that do for the market? I mean, it seems like we're always thinking about what Christmas isn't really all about. It's about the economy? No, it's about loving people and sharing time together. That's going to be very difficult, I think, for a lot of people to do one way or another today. How do you say Merry Christmas when you can't actually hug somebody or actually be with them? I think you can do it, but it's not as much fun. All right, so we have some late-breaking news on yet another one. We've had 3 vaccines prepared so far. So now is there a 4th one, Jennifer?
No, this is actually the 2nd one. So Moderna, first it was Pfizer, now then Moderna. But Moderna had to complete their last bit of testing before they could file plans with the FDA to get an emergency use authorization, and that's exactly what they've done this week. They announced their plans to file with the FDA for an emergency use authorization, and they say the efficacy rate on Moderna's vaccine is 94.1%, so that's pretty good. Moderna will be the 2nd company now to file for the vaccine EUA after Pfizer did the same thing earlier this month. That'll have 2 effective, at least it seems so far, COVID-19 vaccines in distribution by the end of the year, because it takes about 2 weeks once you have the emergency process. So in about another week or so, we'll start seeing Pfizer roll theirs out. Moderna will be behind them by about 10 days. And by the end of 2020, so think about this. So in the last 2 weeks of the year, Moderna expects to have 20 million vaccine doses available in the U.S., and they have plans to manufacture 500 million to 1 billion doses globally in 2021, according to their release.
Yep. All right, so there's something there's hope in that. As I said earlier, I don't mind saying, because this program is about us and our relationship with each other and the relationship with the people that listen, I'm going to have the shots.
Yeah, if it works, I'm going to do the same thing.
Just going to have them.
Let me get it, I'll do it.
So why wouldn't they let you get it?
I think we're on the list of, isn't it going to be like April for us?
Yeah, I don't even know, but whenever
it's January for me. Yeah.
Right, but there are a lot of people in between, you know, frontline workers and then you and then teachers, my parents and then,
I think, well, our people that are, but how do they decide? Teachers, okay, but does that mean we're going to open schools up again? If you're going to give them to the teachers, then let's get the schools open tomorrow where they aren't open.
It depends on where you are, you know, if the schools are open or not. They're open in New Jersey. Yeah. So
they just closed down here in Massachusetts again.
Well, if there are outbreaks, then, you know, my cousin's senior in high school, his friend at a different high school has COVID right now, and a bunch of his friends have it, so they shut down the school for 2 weeks because of the outbreak. I think it was like 100 kids or something that got it. But none of them wear masks, and they're all hanging out in each other's cars. It's like, it was bound to happen. If you can't reach teenage boys and tell them, hey, you know, you have to wear a mask and look uncool in front of your friends, I guess they won't do that.
Uncool, there you go. That's
I mean, that's what
sweet.
It comes down to. You know?
Yeah, really. Dr. Birx has warned young people who gather in recent weeks not to go home without a mask. Uh-huh. Really? Wearing them indoors? Now, do you wear them with... Do you and Lewis wear them when you're together?
Oh, yeah.
You
well, I mean, wait, just the two of us? No.
Yeah.
No, at my parents' house, yes. We don't go in the house,
okay.
But we sit out. We actually saw them on
that's
Friday.
That's what we were just talking about. Were we off the air when you were talking about me and Christmas, or was that on the air? I don't remember our conversations half the time. Off the air. Okay, so I was saying I'm not going for Christmas.
I think it was on the air because I said, I'm not telling you what to do. I don't want to tell people to break the law. So I think we did do this on the air.
Okay, anyway. The point here is that there are so many different interpretations of all this. I wear a mask everywhere, not out, not inside, because when I'm inside, it's only Daisy and me.
Well, no, if it's just, yeah, that's, I didn't know what your question was. No, I don't wear a mask if it's just Lewis and me inside, but everywhere we go outside, we both wear a mask, and when we sit with my parents at their house outside, we wear, all four of us wear masks, too.
Okay.
Even though it's outside, but, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't, we're just extra cautious. Well, but I see a lot of people outside. You know, we do a lot of, my friend and I did a long walk on Saturday along the beach, and, you know, like, it's so stupid. People had masks on, but they're around their chin, and I saw numerous people running into friends that they don't live with. Oh, hey, how are you? And then they're up in each other's faces and not wearing a mask. It's like, what do you think you're doing? You're not doing anything by having it around your chin.
Somebody took a real shot at me after the original time I said probably a month ago that the Hasidics were responsible for the biggest problems in New York City and Los Angeles. And
huge
now
clusters.
Here it is underscored again. Brooklyn, which is where most of the Hasidics live in New York, and in Los Angeles, where most of the are on the, that's the sort of
there
the
are two
east
clusters in New Jersey,
side.
Too. It's all Hasidic communities. Mm-hmm.
And so that's where the big, the huge increases are. 7,500 reported deaths. Here, I'm not one, you don't hear us talking about the stats much because I don't really want to become, I don't want to go in that business. But there's a three-week stay-at-home order that takes effect Monday in L.A. County. And so what does that do for, I'm going to go next weekend for an overnight like I did a couple of weeks ago. I just think.
Well, did someone take a shot at you? Go back to what you're saying.
Somebody took a shot at me because I was
anti-Semitic.
Yeah.
No.
Right.
So the numbers are the numbers. If you live in New Jersey or New York, then those are the clusters
but everybody's
that have been
be
identified.
By nobody wants to be told that they're wrong.
Okay, you know what? I'm on your side on this one.
Can we put the?
There was a 7,000 person wedding that happened illegally in New York.
And that's ridiculous.
And my friend, who is an ER doctor in Manhattan at Mount Sinai, said that there are hundreds of cases now of people who are hospitalized who were at that wedding. So and not a single one wore a mask.
I think the stuff in the middle is this: you cannot prevent people from practicing their religion. So you have to understand that people have a right to do that more than you have a right to tell them to. Wear a mask or go.
Don't come in my face with that. I don't want you around me. You can go do it on your own. That's great. But
so people want to practice their religion. You have to have some understanding about that because it's important. And it's
not.
This is where you get in trouble. That's where you get in trouble because you sound like you don't have faith, and people want to.
Nonsense.
The happy medium, though, Doug, is that you can go into a temple, you can go to church, wear a mask. There's no reason wear a mask indoors.
I'm just saying the people who say up yours to you.
I think
I'm
there's a lot of people
and,
this has again become politicized, but there are a lot of people who tend to be on the left who say that the entire reason that there's an outbreak in New York City is that that the Jewish people are just running all over the place,
that's not true.
What a lot of people are saying, and that's what messaging is being pushed, because there are people who are sitting in bars
context.
With no masks on that I see all over social
absolutely
media.
Correct.
Outside of the city, who come back
it's
into the city,
place,
a lot of young people, too.
It's any place that's indoors without a mask. It doesn't matter if it's a church, a synagogue, a bar, a restaurant. That's the problem. It's indoors together without masks on. And whether it's in your living room with 10 friends, house parties, whatever, all of this has been linked to people not wearing a mask indoors without ventilation. It's pretty simple. So you can say, yes, there was a 7,000-person wedding that happened to be Hasidic. There are also plenty of house parties that are just college kids from all over. The net of it is all the same. People are ending up, they're spreading this virus, and people
are
ending up in
groups,
the hospital.
But the groups, we're identifying the groups. In a moment, how is this thing with the dry ice really going to work? We'll talk about that after this.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. Meet America's first and only hybrid minivan. The Chrysler Pacifica Hybrid delivers up to 32 miles all electric with a total driving range of 520 miles while offering plenty of space. Drive with confidence in the Chrysler Pacifica Hybrid.
Happy holidays, folks. Colonel Snowman here to tell you about my piping hot KFC $20 fill-up with 8 pieces of chicken or 12 tenders and all the fixings. It's an easy way to keep the family fed when you're too busy to cook. Wow, this KFC meal is piping hot, and I'm made of snow. Try my KFC $20 fill-up. You can order ahead at KFC.com. Happy holidays from KFC. Limited time only at participating locations. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra. Delivery service and additional fees apply.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman. Brought to you by Asus.
AI, AR, VR, and IoT. There's enough tech jargon out there to make your head spin. And so we asked tech inventor, author, and public speaker Lon Sapko to fill us in on what is IoT, or the Internet of Things.
Internet of Things is really cool. It's when all of the different electronic devices can actually communicate with us and with each other using the Internet. I mean, who would have thought that a doorbell was going to talk to us through our smartphone? But anytime somebody walks past it, the camera turns on and allows you to see who it is and have a two-way communication with that person at your door from anywhere in the world. How amazing is that? There's refrigerators that'll actually keep track of what you put in and what you take out. And if you don't put it back in, it knows that you need to reorder that. So when you're at the grocery store, you ask your refrigerator what you need, and it will tell you.
Check out Lon Sapko at sapko.com. That's S-A-F-K-O.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and when I invented my pillow, I wanted it to have everything you'd ever want in a pillow. You can adjust the patented fill to your exact individual needs. You can wash and dry my pillow. It has a 10-year warranty not to go flat, and it's made in the USA. And now, for a limited time, you can get a queen-size premium my pillow for the lowest price ever. Regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. That's a $40 saving. I'm also giving you deep discounts on all my MyPillow products, including my bed sheets, mattress toppers, and bath towels. Not only are you getting the lowest prices ever, but they make the best Christmas gifts ever. Buy now, and I'll extend my 60-day money-back guarantee to March 1st, 2021.
Go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Special Square. Use promo code SUN or call 800-442-0471. That's MyPillow.com. Click the Radio Listener Special Square and use promo code SUN.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease and stay safe with Exergen.
All right, so everybody's wondering about this dry ice thing and what that's all about. UPS, FedEx, now the airlines, or at least United, are getting ahead of the game. UPS said they're going to make dry ice, produce as much as 1,200 pounds of it every hour. I don't even know how you make dry. Does anybody know how you make it? It's got to be 112 degrees below.
Yeah. Some science class thing that I probably missed.
Take more than your refrigerator.
Right. Well, it's 112 degrees below zero. That's what... that's where dry ice really is. So Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine is the one that needs it. The others do not. Moderna doesn't. And who's the other one? What's the third
AstraZeneca.
That's right, too. Yeah. That doesn't need the dry ice.
One of the frontline doctors was saying that as much as the Pfizer one has some great effective rates and it's going to be good, Moderna's their one they're hoping on because it's easy to roll out.
So we should wait?
I think it's all going to be whatever you can get your hands on.
Yeah. All right, it's 10 before the hour here on the DJV program.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
53 after the hour now, time for our weekly visit for a fix at home. It's Money Pit star Tom Kreitler who's here. He and Leslie Segretti host this program, heard around the country every weekend. Podcast you can hear, you know, you can turn on the podcast and just listen to all of them. Don't do anything else with your life. Just go to moneypit.com/podcast and let it rip.
Yes, but you'd be so well informed as a home improver.
That's true. I want to know. I want you to know that I'm putting a new roof. You and I have talked about this, and a lot of suggestions that you have given me, I have done, like buying that 3-foot strip you use to make sure there's no ice buildup.
Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So we're doing that. I'm putting a couple of skylights in on each side of the roof, and so I just said to John, make sure that the windows obviously go 3 feet above the drip edge, so that we can make sure we put down. Whatever that stuff is, it's in a round, about 2 boxes, if I don't know that.
Well, we want to make sure that no ice forms at the roof edge and then backs up, either under the shingles into the building pushes on the skylights.
So you'll get a kick out of this because you know how frugal I am as far as the farm is concerned. I had piles of older shingles, asphalt shingles around.
Yeah.
And so I had to put a new roof on the back side of my house this summer. The guys did that with the really good, I don't think they lose their efficacy.
I don't think so either, Doug. As long as they're not exposed to sunlight, they're as good as the day they came off the manufacturing line.
I found some in the old barn that had been there since before I owned the place, and I took them out last night and brought them up to the house. So I'm going to use them on one roof and use the other stuff on the other roof. And I found myself saving hundreds of dollars by having to, use the stuff you have if you can.
Did you notice that the shingles, the old ones, are much thicker than the new ones?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's one of the reasons you use the old
ones. They used to.
Exactly. All right. One of our listeners to this program, Martin, is thinking about projects for next year. Good for you, Martin. He's wondering if he's going to if he needs a new roof, it's 20 years old, so let's keep going on the roof focus here. What is he? Is it 20 years, 25 years, these shingles? The guys that I'm using, I'm not using my own guys to put the shingles on because the hired crews can do it a lot faster.
Yeah.
And they say, well, if you use the old shingles, we won't guarantee it.
Yeah. Okay, thanks a lot.
Yeah, see ya.
Right. Put them up. Stop pointing.
Yeah, right. Yes.
Yeah, so listen, I mean, there are most basic roof products have a 20-year warranty. Some have a 25 or 30. But don't get confused about warranty and longevity, because the roof shingles are going to last until the sun dries them out, and then they're going to crack. And you'll be able to see those cracks. In the older ones, they usually come off in pieces. The newer ones are like fractures in them, and you get up close to it, you can see them. And that means it's time to replace the roof. You don't necessarily have to replace your roof just because it leaks, by the way, although there's plenty of roofing contractors like to use as an opportunity to sell you a brand new roof.
Yeah, right.
That you don't need. But when the shingles start to deteriorate and they crack and they dry out, that's when you replace them. And by the way, speaking of warranties, it's a joke, because you know what the warranty is on a roof? It's materials only. Mm-hmm. So the material cost is what? 20% of the roof replacement cost, and you get a prorated version of that? You know, if you spent $1,000 on roof shingles, and in the 10th year, there was some proven, clearly proven manufacturing defect.
Good luck.
You get $100 back.
Yeah, right, okay. You know? Yeah. Hello, ding, 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 ding.
Yeah.
All right, so here we have, every week there's a new podcast at moneypit.com/podcast. This week, you're focusing, whenever I've gone to Home Depot, I've talked to all the guys, everybody's happy there because they're getting a raise and all the money they've made. You know, it's a happy place. I've noticed they're pretty dirty lately. Have you noticed that?
They're busy.
So much
busy
traffic.
Places,
yeah,
you know?
Right.
Yeah,
exactly.
Busy places.
All right, so they sell a lot of paint. And
we're talking about keys to a perfect paint project on this latest podcast, episode 2052. And, you know, there are paint is a project that everybody thinks they can do, right? It is the most basic of DIY projects. But there are these critical mistakes that people make when they paint, Doug, that completely ruin everything that follows, like primer, right? Not using the right primer. Mm-hmm. And not using the primer properly, and then the paint starts to peel and chip, and people go, oh, it must be bad paint. No, it's not bad paint.
Well, you did
it's just bad painters.
Yeah. All right, what do you do? You've got a garbage. I had to put a new garbage disposal in, and the line is still plugged. I had to hire somebody for $200-something to come and unplug the line again.
Well, you know, what happens with disposers mostly is they get stuck. They get jammed, especially if you put seeds in them and stuff.
Right.
And there is a reset button on the bottom of them, and also like an Allen key that you can sort of move past the jam with the power off, and that usually clears it really quickly. Another thing we covered on the podcast.
Oh,
plus, sweepstakes, Holly Home Decor giveaway at Money Pit right now. Win tools.
MoneyPit.com/sweepstakes. There he is, Tommy the K at 59.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.